Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true Word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Word, God's Word, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
The Lord is moving and opening doors for us, and we know that the door, we don't have to kick the doors open. God will open those doors for us, brothers and sisters. He really will. I realize that I speak a lot on the importance of the Word. But you know, since the Lord has put that in my spirit about the importance of speaking His Word, my whole life has changed. You know, because when He first started putting that in my spirit was when I was a widow living on a fixed income in North Carolina and with the jail ministry. But you know, you just don't ever know what the Lord's plans are for you. And I thank God today that I'm able to stand here this morning. And on in my little book, as He would write and tell me these things from late 90s and especially 2005, He would tell me things and I'd write them down. And then I would confess them. And they seemed so impossible. Impossible. I cannot even tell you how impossible. Because like I said, I was a widow living in North Carolina on a fixed income, ministering at the jail. I loved my ministry. I enjoyed it. And I never thought that I'd be here today. But God had other plans for me, and He's got plans for you too. Amen. You know, He tells you in Jeremiah 29:11, we're all so familiar with that verse. But He says He's got plans for you. He knows the plan. He says, I know the plans I have for you. He said, and they're to do you good, yes. He said, and not evil, but to give you hope,
yes,
for an expected end.
Yes,
and some translation says a good end.
Yeah.
But either way, it's a good end. Praise God. And you know, we have to thank Him that He says in His Word, He saved the best for last. You know, and I recognize that every day as every year I get older. I don't get older, I age. I'll never get old. I'll never get old. I am the daughter of Sarah. And as she grew, gracefully, so shall I. All except I don't want to have a baby in my 90s. Other than that, I'm good to go with everything else. Praise God. I confess that all the time. I confess the words I want, and we're going to be talking about that. The Bible also speaks a lot about our words from Genesis to Revelations. As a matter of fact, according to Revelations 19:15 in the English Standard Version, it talks about when Jesus returns, He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which He is called is the Word of God. In verse 15, it says, from His mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. In verse 16, it says, on His robe and on His thigh, He has written a name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So on one thigh is the Word of God, and on the other thigh is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And we know that from the Gospel, John 1:1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and God was with His Word. Praise the Lord. And so the Word is most important, and speaking His Word is important too. It is how you're going to receive the things that you need. The way you're going to receive those things is by giving voice. Giving voice to God's Word. You can read the Word to yourself or out loud, but you have got to speak His Word. You have got to give voice to His Word. You know, but you can't receive those unless you believe them.
That's right.
You know, I believe them.
Amen.
Even though it seemed impossible. When He said I was going to be ministering And then I was going to be having tapes. He didn't say cassettes, but it was cassettes then. And we've come a little way since then. Now we're about to phase out the CDs.
Right.
But I was going to have tapes, and I was going to write books, and he gave me the title to my first book. But it didn't happen until I think about 2018. So it don't always happen, just like when he talked to Abraham. He said he's making the father of many nations. It didn't happen the next year or the next day.
That's right.
It took 20-some years. You know, but you stand firm.
Yes.
You stand on God's word. His word never changes.
Yes.
Because he never changes, and he is his word.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, several years ago, the Lord gave me an analogy that is still with me today. He likened his word to those old silent movies. You believe it or not, it's only been about 100 years since since we were seeing silent black and white movies. About 100 years. I think actually it was about 1926 or 27 when they started giving voice to the movies. Of course, now I can sit in my living room as well as you, and I can watch a movie on large screen TV that's filled with colors and voices. You can even cast movies from your smartphone onto your screen. I found this out when I was in Texas about a month ago with my daughter, visiting my granddaughter. You know, they were just casting movies from their smartphone. You know, she said, Gigi, they call me, my grandmother, they call me Gigi. That stands for gorgeous granny. And she said, Gigi, what do you want to watch? You know, and I thought, well, gee, that's awesome, you know. And like I said, I can talk on my phone every day, and it talks back to me. And sometimes I'm not even talking to it, and it'll talk to me. I know you have, too, if you have a smartphone.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it'll say, well, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wasn't talking to you, you know. But, you know, it just talks. But keep in mind that these little perks that we've gained in just the last 10 or 20 years, the Lord said to me that the secular world has gotten very proficient at putting voices to movies as well as to many other devices such as our smartphones. He said, however, he said Christians have not even scratched the surface when it comes to giving voice to his word. Saints, I put a selah there. We all know that selah means just pause and think about what he just said. And he just said that the Christians have not even scratched the surface when it comes to giving voice to his word. Praise God. A few days ago, my husband David and I were having breakfast, and we were discussing how so many believers do not have a revelation of how the devil is using their mouths to destroy them. And many believers are blaming God for their circumstances. I hear people blaming God all the time for their sickness or their being broke, and they're pleading and begging with God, you know, over their bodies and their finances. But we don't serve a God that you have to beg and plead with.
Yes.
As you'll find out later in the message, all we have to do is ask.
Yes.
In faith and believe it.
Mm-hmm.
He's already provided it for us.
Right.
You know, I'm getting ready to start another level of ministry. But the Lord God has always provided for me from day one. I never saw myself as a widow. I mean, I wasn't a natural. What I didn't see was a fixed income. I don't serve a God that put me on a fixed income. I serve a God of abundance.
Yes.
And I am his daughter.
Yes.
And just like Leanne is my daughter, and I have other children, they don't have to beg me for anything. If they have a need, they come and ask me.
Right.
And I'm going to help them because I love them. Well, our Heavenly Father is much more than that. He's much greater than that. And I used to confess those scriptures all the time, that I served a God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
Yes.
And not only that, the grass to feed them, you know, and the hills. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
God said when he came to live in you, he came with everything. Not bits and pieces, but everything. And every good gift, he said, I bless you with every gift pertaining unto life and godliness. I've given you everything that you need to live that good life that he's given us. Praise the Lord. You're not going to get something just because you speak it. But if you believe it in your heart and you speak it, you're going to get it.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, we thank you for the power that is in your word. According to your word in Revelations, when Jesus returns, he will be clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Help us to understand, Father, that your word is what you created the earth with and everything in it, and is held together with your word. And you have created us in your image, and this is the way that we receive things, is by giving voice to your word. Help us to understand that when we speak things the devil puts in our hearts, he uses them to defeat us. But if we speak life, life is what we will get. We thank you that our God is the host of the armies and there is nothing to fear. We are aware that we're not waging war against flesh and blood alone, but our fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. And we're so thankful that the word you have given to us to fight with is sharper than a two-edged sword and will cut through anything and will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer gullible to the lies of the enemy. And by wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we will win every battle, every time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true Word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.